Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about the top three stories on the VFN Torch. You got to see, if you have not seen the VFN Torch, you got to see it. Over 13, almost 14,000 of our readers and viewers and listeners are experiencing the VFN Torch. And you get to it at VFNTV.com and just click on the VFN Torch. But it's where we carry the story or the article that much further. We may be talking about something that's has a video that you're listening to, but you can see that on the Torch or our pictures or resources. And it's a way we can continue to connect, but also you can share it with somebody. You can just take the actual sharing link on that particular article, and you could share it with your friends, and you could share it around the world. You can paste it on your Facebook or something like that. But what is the top three? What is the top three? The number one story, still at the top, which is pretty interesting, top three, is buying the image of hard work.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Buying the image of hard work. Of course, this is where, you know, for those that haven't seen this yet, you got to go there. It's a story about our reality, which definitely compares to the first hour. And we're talking about, you know, here people are starving. We're getting paid 360% more.
Exactly.
People are living on a dollar a day, and we're spending $400 on a pair of brand new jeans that somebody cut up and scratched to look like the people who are actually wearing who earn a dollar a day. They could have just went down there and gave them the $400 and took their pants. That would have gave them half a year's income, right?
Oh my gosh.
They would have more than happy. Dude, you want some worn out pants?
All right.
We got a whole bunch
authentic.
Of these.
It's 100% authentic.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you probably want to wash them. Anyway, so you got to see that story. And truly, Americans are paying $400 for a pair of jeans made to look like a pair of jeans they dug up in some backyard somewhere from, you know, 17, whatever, 18, 12. And it goes, it's got like little bent marks in the back of the knee. This must mean that they rode a horse. Well, I think that since they didn't have any, like, you know, Buicks back then, they probably did ride a horse. Oh, my goodness. And then the second one, I'm still in the top three, praise God, is the church is an organism, not an organization. You know, and I want to encourage you if those that are reading these stories, if you read that story, also search for original intent. Go to the VFN Torch upper right hand corner. You can type in any topic you want to and anything. But when you type in original intent, two things are going to come up: stories and articles about the original intent of America, and stories and articles about the original intent of the church. And you have the radio segment; it's right there. You can listen to it. And I encourage you to begin. Obviously, you're interested in, you know, understanding the church as an organism versus an organization. And there's so many things that we're beginning to share, and we have shared, and just begin, listen to all of them. And it's going to encourage you, because you can read the Bible, and it's like, it applies to my life. Oh, my goodness. Like somebody once told us, he said, it was like me stepping out of the flower pot into Acts chapter 4. You know, you're like, you won't have to worry about, you know, I think I need to read my Bible. Oh, my goodness. You're running back to your Word of God going like, how do I handle this? Oh, my goodness. You know, these things are happening. And they're, you know, and you're looking for instructions, because the Bible is an operation manual. It's not a history book. You know, the book of Acts is how the church is supposed to act.
Right.
And so that's number two story. Number three is about the teen in Brooklyn, I believe it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's still up there, you know.
Lord Morgan, a little four-year-old boy that was shot. I think they're even, I saw a follow-up story, they're even having some sort of fundraising for this poor four-year-old boy. But that's so tragic. I mean, it really, really is tragic.
Was it crossfire? Some kids were fighting with guns?
Yeah, there was some sort of basketball tournament that was going on in Brooklyn. And after the basketball tournament.
Tournament.
Oh my gosh!
Is it tournament?
It's happening.
Is it tournament?
What's happening? What happened?
Is it tournament or tournament?
Are you trying to say I'm talking different?
No, I just tournament.
Just, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were talking about a tournament.
A tournament. But anyway, there was this basketball game. And at the end of the game, unfortunately,
a
17-year-old boy.
Yeah. 17.
It's a boy.
I know. He's a boy.
It's a boy. And he turned himself in.
He shot. He shot into a group of people or something. And the little small young 4-year-old boy got hit and died.
Yep. Hit and died. And it's just tragic. So our prayers go out to this family and really to that community. Because it's amazing when you live in any place where there's gunfire, any place where like that, but especially in close quarters, like in a city and building. There's so many times people, just great fear will start taking over an area in a community. You know, there's so many liberties that we take for granted. You know, you pull into your own driveway and your own house and you're in, you know, you're okay. But when you live in an apartment building where you have to go past all sorts of people that you don't,
Five floors.
Oh, my goodness. Five floors, no elevator, you know. And what can you do if you don't have the resources and you know, you got to live where you can live. You know, but what do you do when you're trying to bring your children and your family and you're going through these areas? And there are some really tough people out there, you know.
We're going to be speaking on, by God's grace, about evil.
Right.
You know, we've got to begin to talk about evil because Americans, we don't know what evil is. Mm. I mean, some Americans do. Some Americans have received it.
Because we think we watch it on TV that we actually experienced it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when they're in that movie though, in Aurora, you know, that when this gunman comes in, held captive by second heaven, this horrific thing, mm-hmm. that they didn't know whether that was the movie,
wow.
or that it was real. It took a while for them to dawn on them mm-hmm. that these are real people, real blood, real things, you mm-hmm. know. And that's how far, you know, that's how blessed we've been for so long. Mm-hmm. But every day, right now in Syria, you know, they're. Every day, people are being brutalized in the world,
right?
You know, and it's just evil is present. You can't negotiate with it. Mm-hmm. You can't wish it away. You mm-hmm. can't politicize it away. Mm-hmm. And it's so evil, you know. And some people in America have experienced evil,
right?
But the majority of America has not experienced evil,
right?
And those that have been to war, you can talk to Steve over, you know, to Iraq and mm-hmm. you know, what was over there, how evil it was and how, mm-hmm. you know, we think waterboarding's bad.
Right.
You know, and what they're doing in Syria right now to their own people,
It's horrific.
You know, it's horrific. Where you go to Africa where they're literally cutting off arms and hands mm-hmm. in front of the family members.
Right.
You know, when I think about the story about the machine gun preacher, you know, that when he went there on a mission trip and he saw these kids and these families being destroyed, and he had a compassion for, you know, for those kids. Mm-hmm. And but he was biblically correct and standing up for them. It's just something else. But that's the top three. I do want to say real quick, like just name them. The fourth is maximizing your talents. You got to check mm-hmm. that out. Another one is Joshua Lamb about how the Lord appeared to him and an angel appeared to him to be able to rescue him in a time of need. And Michael Bloomberg, he's up there with his air-conditioned vans and all that.
Is he?
sexuality in the church, it ain't over till God says it's over. Oh, wow, praise God. And I guess we talked about that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And how should Christians vote? That is, I know we're going a little past three, but I just wanted to share those couple things with you.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Evans' book, you know, How Should Christians Vote, is up there as well. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.